it's just a rap thing.
And we're back with episode 45. It's the comeback edition. You know, kind of like Michael Jordan when he came back and had to wear 45.
If we're basing this off that number and him, this is going to be a shit episode.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I'm Chris Parrish.
And I am not Michael Jordan during a comeback, because I'm maniac.
No. I mean, he wasn't bad on the comeback, though. He just wasn't Michael
Jordan. He wasn't MJ.
He just wasn't Michael Jordan in his prime.
But... he wasn't like Mike.
No. He was more like, you know, Michael Jordan. He was like more like one of his cartoon characters off Space Jam, not the actual Michael Jordan on Space Jam.
He was like Michael Jordan as the being put into the basketball by the Monstars in Space Jam.
Or he's like Juwanna Man.
Or he's like in Jumanji.
Why is he in Jumanji?
I don't know, I'm just saying Jay things now.
Okay then.
At least he's not Jay.
At least he's not Jay. Yeah. So, we might as well go to basketball because you were just telling me how, was it Hayward got hurt on the Celtics and his ankle is 50 shades of fucked up.
Yeah, a guy named Gordon Hayward. I've never heard of him because, well, I don't follow basketball. But I guess this is his first game with the Celtics and the first 4 minutes of him playing in this game shatters, not breaks, shatters.
Yes.
Like, if it wasn't for skin, I don't think his foot would be attached to his body still. That fucked up. I'm going on record here. He will not play again this year.
No, but the 2018 Hopscotch Championships are in his reach.
Well, except for when you have to do 2 feet, then he's fucked.
Well, how about the three-legged race then? He'd be a good partner.
You still have to use your one leg a little bit.
No, not really.
Plus, because he's so goddamn tall.
What happens if he just teams up with, like, Zach Gowen?
That would be interesting.
Just saying.
That would be interesting.
So, it's the beginning of the season for the NBA.
Yes.
The opening night. We just like to take this time to send out an early congratulations to the Golden State Warriors for officially buying a second consecutive championship.
Conversely, in an alternate universe, if that doesn't happen, congratulations on the King James team, the Cleveland team, for actually doing something again and winning a championship.
I don't think they'll even make it to the finals.
And in another universe, congratulations to the Boston Celtics for fighting through this injury and winning the championship.
I'm actually going to go on record saying that if it's not Golden State, it might actually be Houston Rockets.
Conversely, congratulations to the Houston Rockets for winning this year. Also, congratulations to the Oklahoma City Thunder? Yeah, on their championship too.
And congratulations to Vancouver Grizzlies for still not being relevant at all in boxing or basketball.
Both, really.
Yeah, that's true.
And congratulations to Toronto Raptors for not even making the playoffs this year.
Yeah, Drake, you can suck a dick. Nobody likes you. Shut the fuck up.
Strong words. Strong, but true words.
Yeah. I work out.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but okay.
No, it's making fun of another stupid song.
Oh, okay.
Not a Drake song, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know this.
They're just overplayed horrible music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll, let's go back. I don't know. Maybe we should go to hockey, because, I mean, that's our, biggest sport.
Where's Duchesne going? Duchesne report. Where's Duchesne going? Where could he possibly go? I've heard reports Montreal is interested.
Well, yeah, if we're going with teams that need a little bit of a kick in their thing, why don't we just start right here at Edmonton?
Who would you give up for him?
Who wouldn't I right now?
Connor McDavid.
I mean, okay, no, he's the only untouchable. Him and Draisaitl are the only untouchable.
Would you give Cam Talbot for him? Because that would be kind of, you'd be kind of light on goalies then.
Well, I mean, are we? Because Cam Talbot hasn't been Cam Talbot yet this year.
But Cam Talbot can still be Cam Talbot. Matt Duchesne can't be Cam Talbot.
No. But Matt Duchesne could be Matt Duchesne. And if Matt Duchesne could be the real Matt Duchesne that we all know he can be. You know what? I would honestly think of, sending down a Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Would the real Matt Duchesne please stand up?
Well, I mean, it'd still be taller than Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Baby Nuge!
But, I mean, obviously you'd have to dump some salary, force salary on that one. I just, honestly, as much as I just brought it up. It won't happen. I wouldn't be surprised if...
Arizona Coyotes.
You know what? Here's an idea. If James Neal is not going to work out long-term with Las Vegas, I wouldn't be surprised if Las Vegas looks at acquiring him. It wouldn't be the worst idea for them to establish a name player in a market where they're still trying to expand and grow.
Fair enough.
And a center, everybody wants a good centerman, right?
He didn't score, he being James Neal, didn't score the game winner the other night against Boston, so probably should trade him at this point.
Yeah, get rid of him. Yeah. Shut out, though. Malcolm Subban first.
No, it ended up being 3-1. They scored seconds left.
Those sons of bitches. They need to learn how to play for their goalie.
But still, I mean, he faced 30-something shots, good for him.
I mean, a black goalie in Las Vegas just can't fucking earn a shutout. I mean, what has the world come to?
Gender equality, et cetera, et cetera.
It's not gender, it's more race.
Same thing.
They're all guys.
Same thing. Whatever. Point is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Did you hear the rumor? The NHL actually may scrap the All-Star game for miniseries over in Europe next year.
You know what I'd love to see the NHL do? And this is only because I just purchased NHL 18 on the Xbox One, baby. But that 3-on-3 with the mascots would be awesome to see at an All-Star game.
That would be a little bit all right.
But just a 3-on-3 tournament, even if they want to go back to... Actually, I like the format they have now, to be honest, with the divisional stuff, and they do that 3-on-3. But, you know, instead of, like, all the skills and stuff like that, maybe add a 3-on-3 with the mascots. It'd be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, that would be, yes. Huh? But, I don't know, do you think that the whole, hey, let's not have an All-Star game and go over to Europe and play over there instead, games that don't count? It'd be still 3-on-3 stuff, or 5-on-5. There have been mixed reports. The point is, like, why? Most of the time when these guys play... It's like middle of the night or early morning for over in Europe. Well, so I know you want to build your market, but is it feasible?
And here's the thing. Now you're just saying no to all your markets that
you should build first?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, wouldn't you want an all-star weekend in, like, Vegas? Like,
Edmonton!
Well, and that's the thing. In the new arena there, possibly Detroit, they just got a new arena.
With a bigger jumbotron than here?
Well, yeah.
It's huge! It's huge!
Yeah, but they still live by 8 Mile.
That's a terrible movie. God-awful movie.
That's also a horrible area of Detroit. Southern Detroit still is not
fun. That's why the movie was awful, because the area is terrible.
Yeah.
That'd be like naming a movie and filming on 118th of.
Would MPW actually have a cameo in that movie, since we're on 118th of?
I'm sure we would.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alberta Ave making its on-screen debut.
Well, big screen, I guess.
Well, yeah. Would it be big?
If it's shown in Detroit, it could be the biggest.
Possibly. Unless you start playing games in Dallas, in their football stadium. Just saying.
Do you think they can keep the ice cold enough?
They can do it for the Stars.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a dome stadium. You could just get some.
Do you think it'd be worth it? Do you think enough people will go down to the AT&T field?
You know what? I actually think they might be able to do something like that. If it's in front of 100,000 people, why wouldn't you want to try that?
Yeah, fair enough.
Just, I don't know.
Have the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders go on the ice and try to dance and they all fall, break their necks and stuff? That'd be kind of funny.
Or just, you know, see them all naked so their nipples get really, really hard.
Then I would get really, really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd have to grow a bush just to stay warm. That had to be said.
Like a Jeb or a George?
Yeah, more like a moving on.
A moving on.
Yeah.
Would it be also kind of fun to watch some of the NFL players to kind of throw on some skates and try and play with them?
Well, I don't know.
Because I got to say, an All-Star game where you have like... some guy, like, say, I don't know, a Lucic, just lay out.
Well, if you had, like, a celebrity game like they had last year in the All-Star game, that would be interesting.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean.
I think the celebrity game was, I don't want to say overkill, but kind of.
I got to see Chris Pronger slam Bieber into the boards. It was nice. And he took a selfie. It was funny.
Yeah, that's true, but I don't know, just.
And then as the director of player safety, his, I think it was, like, whoever is ranked right below him actually gave him a, like, a fine or whatever.
It's like $5, right?
Yeah, something retarded like that. It was pretty funny.
Which, keep the word fine in the back of your mind. We'll be getting to that later on in the wrestling.
Yeah. We're seeing a lot of fines being handed out because we're right behind a photo radar.
Yes. And we're feeling pretty fine because we're not the ones getting fined.
Nope.
Yeah.
But I'm looking fine.
Yeah, you are. So, how funny is it that the Cleveland Indians blew another, like, on the cusp of winning a series? 2 years in a row, and they then blow a 2-0 lead in the series and lose to the Yankees.
Pretty much back-to-back series. Playoff series.
100% back-to-back series.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is kind of funny. Maybe they should invest in a closing pitcher just so they can learn how to close out a ballgame.
Yeah, it's hard to say no to that.
I mean, I guess Edwin Encarnacion did not help the team out that much because, well, I mean, he was hurt. That did play a big part.
No, well, it's his own fault for being a bitch.
You take that bat out of the lineup, it does not help the team.
Yeah.
But how about the Washington Nationals putting up 8 runs and still losing?
That was an exciting game.
I mean,
that was really exciting.
I mean, you need to win a ball game, and you let up more than 8 runs out. I mean, you don't like
they. And the best part is the Nationals were up, and through a comedy of errors in one inning, they fuck up royally and go down like 8-4. Then they fight their way back, but they still lose. Still funny.
Think about this: you need to close out a series. You let up 8 runs, and you still win.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Nationals, man.
Bryce Harper's still a bad boy. Like, kind of cute. He could do Calvin Klein underwear models. I'd be okay with that.
He still has some of the best hair in baseball.
Yeah, he does.
I think he would make a great Blue Jay.
I think he would make a great member of the Wyatt family. Sorry, the Warhammers.
Bludgett Brothers.
Same thing, yeah. He would make a great addition as the Spike Dudley of that.
Well, we might as well put him on the Mrs. team because they're just gaining up everyone now.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a minute. Yeah. Real quick, Yankees won again today against the Astros. Series tied 2-2.
Jesus Christ.
And the Dodgers are up 6-1 right now, top of the 8th, and they're leading the series 2-0. I have a feeling the Dodgers are going to win that one.
Well, you would think. Didn't they also give up an incredibly sized lead last year to Chicago?
They might have.
In the same situation?
They could have. I think it'd be funny as hell if they go up 3-0 and then lose 4 straight. That would be funny as hell.
I mean, just for the fact that I'm a traditional wrestler, so I like to see that to beat the man, you got to beat the man. I would love to see the Cubs get there, and if anybody is going to become the new champions, beat the Cubs.
Yeah, I agree. So, do you want to throw football real quick before getting to wrestling?
Yeah, surprising day in football, or week in football. Well, first off, the Edmonton Eskimos clinched a playoff spot.
Well, it's not that hard when everyone in the East doesn't even have the same record as you and you're the last in the West.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
Well, I don't think the Eskimos are last in the West anymore.
Oh, yay!
So
that's good.
I think they're now 3rd out of 4 teams or 5 teams. Or I think there's 5 teams.
I don't know.
There's Calgary, Edmonton, BC, Winnipeg, Saskatchewan, right? So 5. Because sure, then you have Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, and unless one of
the Hamilton McTiger Cats.
The Hamilton Detroit Tiger Cats.
Yes.
But yeah, so that's pretty much the only interesting note from the CFL.
Mike Riley actually he was given like a back body drop into the end zone and got a touchdown. That was pretty funny.
Yes, but that's not as cool as Golden Tate doing the people's elbow in a touchdown celebration this past Sunday.
That's true. Or I think there's...
In a losing effort, I might say, to the New Orleans Saints, baby. Suck it, Death Wish, you fucking loser.
I wish I could say the same, but now Aaron Rodgers is out, so my team is pretty much boned. I would say, hey, next week, Parrish, my team's playing your team. We should place a bet. If your team wins, then you win. If my team wins, you still win, because they're not going to make the playoffs without him.
Well, yeah, a broken collarbone will do that.
So here's what I'm thinking. If Green Bay somehow pulls out a victory against your team,
My team should never, ever play football again.
I was going to say, you owe me a beer. And when your team wins, I'm not paying you a beer because that's not fucking fair. So there.
Every time we've made a bet about
I always
beer,
fucking lose. I know. So that's why this is a one-sided bet. And I'm still going to lose.
Well, why don't we do like 2-1 here?
So what? We have to beat you twice in one game?
No. If my team wins, I get a beer. If your team wins, I buy a beer. And then, when you finish that one, you get a second beer.
5-1 odds?
No.
10-1?
No.
You're on.
Okay.
I'm going to get you.
You also realize I never said I was going to buy the second one.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's beer involved. I don't care who buys it. Yeah. Hell, I won't even pay for it. I'll just walk out.
We know what's not going to happen next week, though.
What?
We're not going to get to watch the game together because I'll be in Lethbridge.
I'll be working nights.
Yeah. So it won't be that much fun. I know a lot of Packer fans, too. My brother's a Packers fan.
It's the only thing I like about him.
He's, and he likes Blackhawks.
Yeah, but he's not a Blackhawks fan number one.
No, he's old though.
Well, I mean, that's not my fault.
No.
I blame that on your parents.
Hey, it's not my fault they like to get busy back in the day, right? If anything, good for them. My dad had some game going on.
I have no comment because I don't. So there. The other thing that we won't be able to have happen next week is be able to watch the Chiefs lose for the first time because that happened this past weekend.
Yeah, we were both wrong on that one.
Steelers. Mrs. Maddox's on again, off again bandwagon team, apparently.
Yeah, and then Martavius Bryant asks for a trade.
What a loser.
Well, I mean, the team sucks.
Yeah.
It's like Neville walking out or possibly Nia Jax that we'll get to later.
Yes, we will. The only thing I have for football, Kaepernick apparently is filing for collusion against the NFL.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure exactly what this means. The best I can figure is he's accusing the NFL of having all the owners band together and just say nobody should ever hire him again. That's what it seems like to me.
Well, and I mean, it could be happening.
It could be. And you know what? It wouldn't even be a race thing. It's because of his hair. It's too damn perfect.
I'm pretty sure he shaved it.
Good, because it looks weird.
I'm just surprised he can fit that in a helmet.
Right? And he takes it off and poof! It's perfect. Weird.
Ch-ch-ch-chia.
Right?
But yeah, no, I'm still surprised he's not in back in the NFL. I mean, if Greg Hardy kept getting a second chance, then why can't Colin Kaepernick?
Is Greg Hardy white?
No. No, he's the, but I mean.
Is he the guy who, like, beat his wife?
Yeah. I guess that's okay.
It's not the same as taking a knee when you're for the anthem. That's a bigger issue than beating a woman.
No.
Really?
Well, we look at Adrian Peterson, who got suspended in the league for disciplining his son.
What?
Well, yeah, he got, when he was still playing for the Minnesota Vikings, I guess he disciplined his son by smacking him in the butt with a ruler or a meter stick or something like that.
Do you realize how common that was even when I was growing up?
I know. And this was a thing back in the day, or when it happened a few years back. And so he was suspended by the NFL for that because it didn't look good on the league.
Yeah, how dare you be a good father and discipline your kid when he needs it?
But then we have Greg Hardy, who got second chance after completely going full Lesnar on his wife.
Is that the guy that...
Scott Steiner's in the house.
Yeah. Is that the guy that knocked out his... No. That's funny. Fire truck just got his speeding ticket. That's funny.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not going to get paid.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, but is that... Greg guy, is he the one who knocked his wife out in the elevator?
No, that's Ray Rice, who got suspended, got released by his team. Actually, like, not that any of us are condemning the action, but actually then went and actually didn't, like, help with charities and, like, went out and actually did volunteer work to help prevent other people from doing the same thing. Actually took the time to, you know, be a role model outside of this and man up to what he did and take the consequences and then make right of the situation. One of the only people I've actually seen do this.
Well,
but with that being said, he has still Holyfield your girlfriend in an elevator.
Yeah.
I mean, the elevator, not the only thing going down that day.
No. This is a public service announcement from Tag Struggle. We do not condone or approve of men beating women or women beating men. We just approve of us beating everyone. Because we're Tag Struggle. We're real. And we're spectacular. Now we return you to your regularly scheduled programming.
And, yeah, but, so, I mean, I'm just very curious why some teams, when you look at who they're putting out there for quarterback, how they can't possibly say Colin Kaepernick is not a better fit.
Because he'll kneel. No kneeling.
It's better than Michael Vick electrocuting dogs, but some other teams took him. Just saying.
It's not the anthem, though. You can, apparently for the NFL, you can hit women. You can beat dogs. You can discipline children.
You can get away with rape. Just ask Ben Roethlisberger.
You can get away with practically murder, but you can't kneel during the...
Well, and the amount of other incidences that we're not... Like, we haven't even, like, talked about, but we know there's more. There's this stuff going on with Aaron Hernandez about the mob stuff, and, I mean, that's a whole different... separate can of worms there.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Point is, if you are someone who invokes the starting of a trend of kneeling for the flag, you're banned for life.
And this even goes way before Donald Trump got office.
Uh-huh.
So...
Anyways, yeah. On to happier subjects that don't involve a black frode guy kneeling for the anthem.
Saints are second in their division. That's a nice thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think Packers might be second in theirs. They might be third now. I don't know.
And had the Patriots lost, they would have been last.
But instead they're first because that division's weird.
Well, I mean, it's by just by situational.
Yeah, but still weird.
Yeah. Hey, man. This is going to be an interesting year of football. Just going to point it out there.
Do you know something that's more interesting than that? Jimmy Jacobs officially joined the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
Kind of funny how a picture he took with friends... which got him fired, led to him joining the most over faction in pro wrestling today, arguably getting to be one of the most over factions in history.
What do you mean, man? The Shield got back together. How dare you? WWE is everything.
WWE still running?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah, it's...
But two more rumored names that could possibly be joining the Bullet Club... If Neville actually is granted his release, look for Pac to join the Bullet Club.
That would be sweet.
And come September 2018 is when Daniel Bryan's last date with WWE is announced.
Really? I thought it was earlier than that. I thought it was like May. Oh, okay.
No, because they had injury time to the contract and all that stuff. So, and he was hurt a lot.
That happens when you destroy your body.
But, yeah, no, he could possibly be another name of joining them as soon as that contract ends.
That would be something. And also, I love how the Bullet Club, in particular, Young Bucks, keep reaching out to CM Punk.
Yeah.
I think that would damn near break wrestling.
Who is actually training for his second MMA fight. Sure. That nobody knows about.
Yeah, just, sure.
Just saying. Nobody knows about. We just saw pictures, so the internet has to be talking.
Could be work.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Neville, is that the whole thing a work? We did talk about this.
I don't know. I kind of hope it is, because then it would get everyone. And it would actually...
Everyone.
And it would actually put a lot of eyes on 205 Live.
Yeah, it would.
So, I don't know. I can't see... If it is, good for it, because it only would help what they're doing.
Side note, 205 Live, before we get back to people walking out and whatnot, new Cruiserweight title is Black Strap. I like it.
But on Raw, the purple one was back.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. And then Kalisto just got his nameplates put on.
So he's going to keep it for a while then. Statistically speaking, whoever has their nameplates on it keeps it for a while.
That's not true, because Sasha Banks got her nameplates on.
That's not, I'm talking just for Cruiserweights. Although, I don't know, because Rich Swann didn't have it for a super long time.
Well, he had it for a while.
Actually, yeah, I guess he did have it for a while. Because Brian Kendrick didn't have his nameplates on. He didn't have it super long. TJP didn't have his nameplates.
No, he had it for a while, though. I think a lot of people just didn't want him, though.
Either that or just didn't have, like...
Or maybe... Well, I mean, at the same time, too, there could have been a lot of people who had it where it was kind of a last-minute decision and they just never made by then.
Yeah, true.
I mean, we've seen that happen before on other titles. I mean, I remember Alexa Bliss not having her custom titles for a while when she won the SmackDown Women's title.
I've said it before, and I will say it again. I think the custom side plates, as opposed to a name bar, is so much cooler. It's just... I think name bar is one thing, okay, cool, but to actually change the title for every single person, I think, is fantastic.
Now, don't get me wrong. I actually like the name bar a little. Like, for some titles, it does make sense. Like, when they had the big gold belt.
Okay, that one, yeah.
United States title's not too bad. I just hate it on every single title. Yeah. It just took away with it.
I think in the fact that, I mean, I'm sure it has happened before, because everything in wrestling's been done at least once. Mm-hmm. But to my knowledge, this is the first I've ever seen of side plates being used as, like, the identifier. That's different and it's cool. I like it.
Yep.
But now, suddenly, every title in WWE almost is doing it.
It's not every title. It's
almost.
All the ones that are designed that way. So it's the Universal, the WWE, and the Women's title. Because, as you know, the United States title has a nameplate. Intercontinental title has nothing. And then
Cruiserweight has some.
Well, the Cruiserweight's kind of its own
entity.
I don't
think the tags do either, though. I could see them changing that, though.
I would love to see the tags go back to what they were before the brand extension.
The Raw and World and the WWE tag team titles.
Well, do you remember when Stephanie brought out SmackDown tag titles, and they looked just like the old kind of Raw ones, but kind of redone?
Yeah.
And so you had the ones where, like, the Hart Foundation had them. And then. Just go back to those and just change the strap or something. Or change the globe from blue to red.
That's the only thing that it's like. The Universal, the WWE look exactly the same, minus the color.
I mean.
Both the women's look the exact same, except for the color.
Yep.
And the actual, like, the main plate. Same with the tags. They look the same except for different colors.
Well, the tags are just the straps, whereas the women's is the background of the main plate.
But still, it's like, why not make one of them completely different? Why not? You could sell more titles.
I think it's probably for, like, a production thing. It's easier to make.
Yeah, that's very true.
But, I mean, at the same time, you're symbolizing our kind of gender equality, too, between the men and the women by having a same title. I mean, they do it in NXT for the most part.
Yep. Which, although I like that NXT one where the X was like the outline of it. That was just different. I like
it. Yeah. But it also ran its course. Like, you can't say anything wrong about the new titles at all.
No, the new ones are nice. Sharp. Real sharp. They're Bobby Sharp.
Well, not Gat Sharp. Uh-huh. But no, they also do the side plates in those as well.
I haven't noticed that yet.
Yeah, because I saw Bobby Roode. He had a glorious one. And then I also saw McIntyre has his M logo on that. And then I also saw Asuka had hers.
What's Asuka say, undefeated?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Probably just the... I think it might just be the mask that she had. I think that's kind of like the her identifying logo.
You mean the mask that kind of looks like mine because she stole the idea from me? It's okay. I won't hate on her.
She has nicer boobies than you.
You fucking take that back.
No, she does.
I will fight her for it.
Do it.
Yeah. Get my ass kicked.
I'll
be okay with that. So, we'll move back from the side, this little sidebar, back to the report that Nia Jax allegedly walked out, but whether she walked out or not, it's irrelevant. She's been given personal time off by WWE.
Yeah. There's a rumor coming out that somebody's reported that it could have been possible for a second superstar to have walked out on Raw, and then said hearing Nia Jax could be that person, and then reiterating later that they're not saying that Nia Jax walked out, just a rumor, that they're digging into that rumor to see more truth. Find out that Nia Jax has been given time off. Only one can assume that I honestly think she's just simply dealing with nagging injuries.
Well, doesn't she also have a kid?
I don't think she does.
Okay, I thought for some reason she had a kid.
I don't think so.
If that's the case, maybe something's going on
personally. She might, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I never really...
I thought one of the, those, was it the breaking ground things that they used to do? I thought they mentioned on there something about her having a child. But either way, if that's the case, like maybe there's time off because she needs to, take care of her family.
Well, I mean, she is a big girl where if she has a nagging injury, being on the road will, it will suck. Not saying it doesn't suck for anybody else, but, I mean, cramming, like a 6 foot, 4 frame, 300 pounds or 280 pounds into small areas. Typically women aren't going to get that much bigger.
She's spaces. 6 foot four?
Probably. She's big.
I'm not saying she's not.
I don't know how big she is. I'm just saying 6'4".
Oh, okay. I assume
she'd guessing.
I assume she'd be 5'10", just because all the other women are literally 5 foot one. That's just me. I don't know. I could be very wrong.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
Yeah, either way.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay, you look that up. In the meantime, I will do a quick move along to... last week, we talked about Alicia Fox. She got a new t-shirt that no one cares about. Mm-hmm. This week, she gets pissed off because no one cares about her t-shirt. Shoves the ref. Immediately gets fined by WWE. So...
there goes her royalties.
I guess the moral of the story is... don't be stupid and shove a ref.
Don't get a t-shirt because if nobody likes you, nobody will buy it, and then you'll won't do something stupid.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I mean, unlike us, we get t-shirts and everyone loves them. So that's the way it is.
We don't even get t-shirts and people still love us.
Exactly.
So,
but yeah, it's I don't know. I saw a clip of it. I thought it was a work. Clearly, it wasn't. So yeah, moral of the story, don't shove a ref, I guess. Yeah, don't.
Okay, so Nia Jax is 6 feet tall, 272 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah. As it says on Wikipedia.
And Wikipedia has never been wrong or changed by random people at any point in time.
Never. It's the most accurate thing on the interweb.
Absolutely.
So.
Side note, fun game you want to do after any sports team gets blown out by another one, go onto their Wikipedia page that night or the next day. Someone will have changed it in a funny way.
Yeah.
Always.
More or less.
Should we get to the big shocker of the night, or should we get to the big shocker outside of wrestling? Oh, sorry, outside of WWE.
Well, we might as well talk about the big shocker of the night, because...
Shockmaster's back.
Yeah.
But on a serious note, Kane's back, which did not see coming. I guess this means he did not win that Knox County mayor thing.
Now here's the idea. What happens if Roman Reigns would have won? Was Kane just hiding under the ring just for fun?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I don't know.
I think it's interesting now it's going to be 5-on-3.
Yeah. Now, I have a proposed idea that... could happen.
I'm listening.
There's a tag team out of NXT that has been rumored to be called up that kind of looks like the Shield with all the tactical gear.
Are you serious? You really think? You heard it here first, folks. Sanity's coming to the aid of the Shield.
Yeah, the four people. No.
Sorry. Did you mean TM61?
No. Yeah. The English guy. Are they even English?
Australian?
Yeah. Gold jacket, green jacket.
Who gives a shit?
Exactly. The Authors of Pain.
They could be, yeah. After War Games, I guess, yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
That
would be interesting, actually. That really would be. Actually, that could set up for...
Survivor Series
the next night, yeah. That could work. Yep.
Just saying. Their traditional now is 5-on-5, which makes no sense to me. But
I think it's just to get more people in the matches, to be honest.
I think it's stupid. It's too many people. It's like having 20-man tag team.
That's been a thing.
It's been
10-on-10. I've seen it!
Well, what was the Nexus versus WWE? Was that 16 people?
7-on-7.
7-on-7 was 14, yeah. That's almost as enough as a King of the Ring tournament.
That was 7-on-7. On one side, you had John Cena re-debuting Daniel Bryan and Bret the Hitman Hart, to name a few.
Chris Jericho.
Jericho and Edge. And I think that's it.
They had two more. I'm sure, was Ryback one of them?
No, let's go through it. So, Cena,
yeah.
Daniel Bryan, Bret Hart, Jericho.
Edge.
Edge. Maybe two more. Who the hell else was
I want to say Big Show and Ryback for some odd reason.
Big Show I could see. I don't think Ryback, though. Was it Kane, maybe?
I don't know. Because we know on the Nexus side, it was Wade Barrett. It was Justin Gabriel.
You mean Mr. Marty Scurll Sr.? Yeah. Sorry, Wade Barrett.
Justin Gabriel.
Gabriel, guy who's missing a finger now.
Yeah. Matt Tarver.
No idea what happened to him.
He got released and is on the indies. Actually, he was supposed to be on that Bytown Championship Wrestling show that didn't happen when they...
That didn't... Because they didn't book us.
Yeah. He was slated to be on that show. Then you had Otunga.
Yeah, he's kicking ass, of course.
I want to say was...
Heath Slater.
Yeah, Heath Slater. Him and his kids.
No, it wasn't Ryback because
he Ryback was on that team.
He was still Skip Sheffield, which was six.
So that was...
Maybe it was six on six.
No, because they have another one. I want to say they had one more.
Darren Young.
Darren Young, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Chocolate Cena.
Chocolate Cena.
Sexual Chocolate Cena.
So who... So obviously it wasn't Ryback.
No, I'm going to say it was Big Show and maybe Kane?
Yeah, because I remember The Miz was trying to get as last guy.
Yeah.
And then it ended up being Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, and that set up their feud where he won the U.S. title.
Yeah.
Right before he being The Miz, ended up cashing in his Money in the Bank to win the WWE title off of Randy Orton. Okay. Yeah.
I'm actually just looking this up, so just kind of...
Bear with us.
Yeah, just go into whatever your next...
Small note here.
Topic is...
Madison Rain has been seen at the... PC, a.k.a. Performance Center, for NXT, which is interesting, because I don't know if she's still under contract or not by Impact Wrestling, but I've heard that she hasn't been there in a while. So,
no, she is no longer with Impact Wrestling. Apparently, there was a tryout at the Performance Center.
Well, that's cool. I don't mind Madison right now. It'd be kind of cool to see her in the women's division. I think that would help them. Not that they're weak right now, but I mean, I think she would definitely help. It'd be kind of like bringing in like a Bobby Roode. You know, someone with experience who has a name to them. It might not be as big a name as Bobby Roode, but still. Definitely build up from there. You found it yet?
No, not yet. But
you're looking at SummerSlam, correct?
I'm on a French Wikipedia.
Why are you on a French
That's
Wikipedia?
That's just what they gave me, man. That's just what they gave me.
Oy vey.
Just know all the names will be in English.
Oy vey.
I'm just trying to.
Are you on Cena's?
No. John Morrison.
Oh, that's who it was.
Truth, Great Khali.
Well, so I wasn't right about the Kane and Big Show, but I guess there was a big bastard in that match.
But
I totally forgot about Johnny Nitro, again, Johnny Mundo, Johnny Impact.
I'm also trying to see... There's a lot of... A lot of French words that I don't yet see. So we might as well just go into...
Les incompetents, well, merde, and
how about you just shut up for 1 second? Go into the next topic so we don't have this giant pause like the blown calls have.
Suck a cock, Mike. next one. Bully Ray, a.k.a. Bubba Ray Dudley, officially retires from in-ring wrestling. I don't necessarily think this is a shock, since that table shot heard around the world, given to him by his former trio's tag partner, I think it was Mark Briscoe, whichever one of the Briscoes it was. It was a disgusting shot to the head that was not protected whatsoever, because... Partially because I don't think he was necessarily fully ready, and partially because Bully Ray is old school and kind of dumb in that sense, but he ended up getting a pretty big concussion from that, and he's hanging up his boots now. So I don't know what Devon's going to do. I guess he's going to go back to testifying and stuff. Maybe they're just going to go back to running their 3D Academy, and yeah.
One could possibly think WWE might be able to pick him up as...
Pick him up!
Just as, behind the scenes. I mean, Jimmy Jacob is no longer there.
Really? Since when?
Yeah. But, also... think about this, too. Chris Jericho also came out and said that Jimmy Jacobs was one of the favorite people he liked to work with. He actually came up with a list. Jimmy Jacobs did. Yeah. So having those guys actually make a difference. So I wouldn't be surprised if Bully Ray actually rejoined WWE in a creative set.
Yeah, but my only thing is not a knock on him. Just he's much more old school. Do you think he can kind of get with the more new wave of guys, or do you think he kind of come in and be more like kind of throwing his weight around a bit, or what? I think potentially if he's, you know, I don't want to say if he's humble, because I mean he's earned the right to kind of brag with everything he's done, but if he's, you know, just willing to throw out some ideas and not kind of, you know, hey, I've been there, I've done this, this, you should do it this way then. But I don't know. I mean, I think potentially it could be a really good job or a really good thing for him to go in and do. Work alongside guys like Adam Pearce. And it has just occurred to me, I don't know any other people that are on the behind-the-scenes staff other than Adam Pearce and Jimmy Jacobs.
Well, we have Joey Mercury and Jamie Noble.
Oh, yeah, they're still there, I guess.
Yeah. J&J Security.
Right. Yeah, those two, yeah.
So that's, you know, something. I think Arn Anderson still works backstage.
That would not surprise me at all.
Now,
would Arn Anderson be a producer or a road agent?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I know Michael Hayes is one of the...
P.S.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah.
So, oh, fair enough. So, yeah, I guess they got... Yeah, I take back what I said. I think Bully Ray would actually fit in fairly well backstage there. I think you do all right.
Yeah, it is John Cena and R-Truth, not Kane and whoever else we thought.
Well, I said John Cena. I just didn't think R-Truth, Johnny Nitro.
So the WWE team was Edge, Jericho, Cena, Bret Hart, Daniel Bryan, R-Truth, and John Morrison.
Yeah, because the Great Khali was supposed to be originally in it, and they took him out.
Because he sucks major.
Yeah, no, it's like the Nexus took him out, and then that's when The Miz was campaigning, and then they brought Daniel Bryan in. There, back on track. We're good. That was a long way to get there, but we got there.
Man, Great Khali got the Nathan Jones treatment, where the company had no faith in him, so they just came up with an injury angle so he doesn't have to ruin the match.
Well, to that, I think go the other route, like WCW, and, I don't know, put the heavyweight title on David Arquette.
Might as well.
Yeah, I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
I mean, can't really say we can, WWE put the title on everyone that was great.
Like Khali?
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. So, only got a couple things left here. What do you want to do? Do you want to do Let's Book, or do you want to do...
Let's Book, yeah.
Yeah. This week, Let's Book Kurt Hawkins.
Okay.
Who is he going to finally beat? How is he going to do it?
I think Kurt Hawkins will have a Loser Leaves Raw match.
Okay.
He will. I would put it against... let's just say, put it up against someone who isn't in a good mood. So let's say Braun Strowman. He loses. Once again.
Again.
So he loses.
He's like 0 and like 900.
Only because on SmackDown, we have this angle going on between Zack Ryder and Mojo Rawley, where they are losing a lot and gaining a lot of dissension between the two.
A lot of ascension.
Yeah.
To dissension.
More dissension.
Ha ha.
But a lot of people understand that this whole losing streak started on SmackDown when Kurt Hawkins lost to Mojo Rawley. So I wouldn't be surprised if Kurt Hawkins comes back to help Zack Ryder attack Mojo Rawley and they end up becoming a tag team once again.
The Major Brothers are back.
Yep. And then you would have...
That's major breaking news.
And then you'd have them take on the team of Mojo Rawley and whoever.
I would say...
Or possibly Breezango or there. But that's exactly where I would put him, is like back it. In the tag division and give the tag division one more tag team.
I like it. That's good. That's good. Mine's a little more out there. What I'd have him do is continue this losing streak and then disappear from TV. Have him, I don't know, kayfabe injury just after, we'll say... you know what? Actually, I'll change that. Not necessarily kayfabe injury. Have him go... You know, fed up, we can't win on the main roster, he goes down to NXT. Have a bunch of them beat him.
That's actually what I was just about to say.
Yeah, have him go down to NXT, have a bunch of them beat him. So then he, you know, gets fed up, disappears for a little bit. And his win comes as surprise entrant number 30 in the Royal Rumble, where he goes and shockingly switches brands, challenges Jinder Mahal for the title, and wins at WrestleMania for the heavyweight title. Surprise! There's the underdog of all stories.
I don't know who smokes more pot, you or Rob Van Dam.
I don't smoke pot. I just like to say things that are really stupid at times. And I judge by your comments, you know what? Mission accomplished. So that's what I do, because that's funny as hell.
I can think a realistic thing is actually him having the open challenge at WrestleMania to continue this and him embracing it and become a fan favorite.
Yeah. Or him just starting to answer open challenges from other people, still losing, but he becomes that kind of scrappy underdog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about having James Ellsworth beat him at like a Survivor Series? He comes out.
No. Just no.
It would actually be quite funny.
No, not James Ellsworth. Fuck that guy. He's literally on a fucking leash.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck that guy.
That's why it would actually be funny. You have to admit, though, leashed up James Ellsworth, quite entertaining on SmackDown Live.
Yeah, I guess.
But it would be actually really funny.
I don't like that chinless fuck.
No, but it would be really funny if Curt Hawkins goes to challenge James Ellsworth and ends up having him versus Carmella and he still loses.
That would be entertaining.
Yeah.
Him versus Carmella and have Carmella kick the shit out of him. Say because she just tried to cash in and James Ellsworth cost her that cash in or whatever the case is, she's pissed. Literally uses James Ellsworth to beat the shit out of Curt Hawkins. Like, James Ellsworth as a weapon. Like, beals him using the leash into Curt Hawkins. Yeah. That would be funny.
Also, what about this as a nice a little idea? When he comes back, have Big Cass return on SmackDown Live, and he then
starts winning because he hides behind Big Cass?
No. As soon as he comes back, he takes out whoever the United States champion is at that time, becomes United States champion, beats up Ellsworth, reunites with Carmella, and they are now a power couple in the WWE.
Oh, you're talking about... Okay, Big Cass. I thought you were talking about Curt Hawkins still.
No.
I was going to say, we talked about
Carmella, and then I kind of shot up to Cassidy.
No, fair enough. That would have been really confusing if Curt Hawkins did that, because he's married. But, yeah, I mean, either way, that'd be good.
Because married guys haven't had any...
Bray Wyatt was faithful. Randy Orton was faithful. John Cena was faithful. All married men are faithful. Present company excluded.
Edge, Lita, Hardy.
They weren't married. It doesn't count.
Same shit.
Yes. So, that's all I got for that. That's good. I like the booking ideas we have for him. Let's do all of it at once. He can have dual personality. He can do yours, and then he can do mine as a goofy little stupid fuck. Let's do that.
I don't think he'll ever win the Rumble.
That's why it'd be funny! Anyways, before we get on to the last segment that I have...
You'll want to rumble and people are be like, why wasn't it Daniel Bryan? Rey Mysterio's number 30. Right. This is stupid. I'm going to get onto my indie smart mark thing and complain to the world. Why did they bring back Hulk Hogan just to put over the Ultimate Warrior? Oh my god, I can't believe what happened in 1987. This is stupid. I hate Goldberg.
Anyways, before we get into our final thing, which we meant to do several weeks ago, create a theme bar, I'd like to say that this next segment, Game Time, Create a Theme Bar, is brought to you by WhatAManeuver.net, where you can go and get Tag Struggle, well, I guess it'd be The Struggle, because it wasn't Tag Struggle at the time, and vintage One World Empire gear.
It's OG. OG.
It's OG. OG One World Empire.
Oggy and I know it.
Yeah. You can get t-shirts, tank tops, sweaters.
Hoodies.
Baby onesies.
But no condoms, because we don't believe in those. If you wear condoms, you cannot get baby onesies.
That's true.
Yeah, that is just very saying. True. And for that reason, we don't want you to wear condoms. We want you to buy the baby onesies. See? I had a way of tying this together.
You can tie it together.
You had no idea where I was going.
No. You can tie it together. That's fine and all, but I just...
Well, you can tie them together after the kid.
I just think it's...
Yeah.
I just think it's a little weird that we're telling people to go have, you know, unprotected sex just to sell our merch.
So?
I mean, I think it's genius.
We have families to feed, too.
I'm not saying it's bad. I think it's genius.
You help us feed our families, and we'll help you close yours.
Hey, all I'm saying is that you're thinking outside the box, and that's what Tag Struggle needs. I like that. All I'm saying is it's kind of weird you're telling people to go, fuck, just to sell our merch. I like it, though.
Yeah.
Don't ever change. Shine on, you crazy diamond.
Don't you want somebody to come up to you and be like, I just got railed by my boyfriend, but I was wearing an OWE shirt and a struggle hoodie because I bought them from watermaneuver.net?
Honestly, no. I don't want them to come say that to me because that's weird. But I mean, if they were to like...
And they get you to sign those same pieces of clothing that they haven't washed because it's Edmonton and that will probably happen.
No, I really don't want that. What I want is them to maybe do that through social media so I don't have to actually meet them. I'd be okay with that. But they came out like, see, look, here's the cum stain. Somehow I still got pregnant. And I'd be like, that's cool. I'm walking away now because this is white teeth happened. You're weird.
And you can see this on the brand new movie.
Yeah, whatamaneuver.net. The movie.
Yeah.
Anyways, while you're doing that, go also to all sorts of stuff listening-wise, like Podbean, Google Play, iTunes. Not the other one, though. Fuck YouTube.
Yeah.
And listen to all previous 44 episodes before this one. Afterwards, of course. Or before. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever takes cake. If you're OCD, go 1 to 45. That's cool.
You got to listen to 1 to 45, man, because they're all...
And I will say this. We started off good, but now we're great.
I don't know. I think we've gone downhill.
We've stopped giving one fuck.
If Christian says his podcast sucks, we can say our swallows.
Well, there's no arguing that. We definitely swallow.
But you
so
can't...
So are they the rocket strappers?
You can't be strugglicious if you don't swallow?
True. That's a t-shirt.
Might be.
That has to be a t-shirt. Be strugglicious. Swallow.
Swallowicious.
Be strugglicious. Make sure you swallowicious. Ew. Yes! Merch ideas! Fuck, we're good!
These ideas may or may not be,
Patent pending! Patent pending! Patent pending!
TM.
Too much, yes. I agree.
Oh, trademark.
Oh, that too, yes.
Yeah.
R. For ridiculous. Anyways, yes. Go back and listen to all of our previous stuff. Also, check us out on the, I guess you can check out other stuff on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network, whatever, but check us out most.
Breaking news! If you guys want to watch Tag Struggle become the first ever Renegade Memorial Tag Team Champions
of the world,
make sure you purchase your advance tickets for $15 to Retribution 10. Or $20 at the door. But why pay $5 extra and you can hit up the Nike or Chris Parrish and get your advance tickets?
Yeah. Not only does it get you cheaper tickets, it gets us money in our pocket.
Yes, but the whole reason to go to these shows is so you can buy the DVD.
You shut your whore mouth. Is that out next month?
It's going to be there November 4th, Alberta Ave, Community Hall.
That's 118th Ave and 92nd Street.
Yeah, and you can buy your copy of the Tag Team Tournament, the first ever Renegade Memorial Tag Team Tournament, baby.
Where your boys, all three of them,
yeah,
Tag Struggle 3, huh, not only win tournaments back to back, but become the first and only Renegade Memorial Tag Team Champions of the world!
Where's your boy Manike? He grabbed in titles.
Sexually and otherwise. Yeah.
And then your other boy, Chris Parrish?
Murdered!
He gave a splash of Sydney Steele, and he's still picking wood out of his arms.
Murder!
He went through a table.
Yeah. Murder.
And then Sean Martins went through a few tables, too.
He went through a table. He also put
it was a sacrifice.
Tyler James through a table.
He sure
nice.
Did.
That was nice. Yeah, I appreciate that.
A little bit of all right.
Yeah, that was good. It was
yeah.
good.
So,
do that. Also, coming in 2018... looks like there's going to be a digital download if you can't make shows. So for those of you who love our stuff, but either, you know, are out of province or you can't make the show that day because, you know, your life is terrible and you hate yourself, you can at least catch it later, and a little of that money hopefully gets kicked back to us. Because we're what drives everything. We're a little bit of all right.
Exactly. We drive because we all know not all of you do.
Exactly.
We're here to make your ride better.
Yes. Tag Struggle, making your ride through life a little bit of all
right.
We're
the digital driving...
douchebags.
Well...
well, we're not. It's not. You can't say we're not.
Yeah, you can.
Parrish?
I'm just saying. I'm not saying I'd be right. I'm just saying I can say we're not doing.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. So it's game time here on Sounds of Struggle. This week, create a theme bar and pick who you want to staff it. So, Chris Parrish,
you know,
what is your answer?
Well, I'm gonna let you go first because this was your thing.
This is my thing.
So,
I have two different ideas. One was actually given to me by the headline, Sean Martin's.
So yeah, well, quickly go maybe back. This is his thing.
Well, he gave it to me, so...
well, because you have two, so give him one, and this
okay,
is yours.
Okay, fine. This is his idea that he told me, and I'm going to bring it up because he's not here. Sean Martin's, we miss you. Love you, buddy. And,
also, stop replying to us a day later. Just saying.
Yeah, it's... I want my Big Show Nasty Phil, like, now. Not in 24 really? Hours. Anyways, so... for his theme, he came up with calling a place, literally, the bar. The person at the front door, Seamus. Guy working behind the bar, Cesaro. How can you not have fun there? They literally are the bar.
And they just don't set the bar.
They are the bar. That's genius. I like it. It's simple. Fun. Going on to mine. Mine's more of a small pub. Has some couple TVs for, you know, a little bit of watching WrestleMania weekend or maybe some hockey, whatever. It's called the Collar and Elbow. Yeah. And let's see, at the front door, working the front door, Shockmaster. Because there's no spot that he can't blow. So you're pretty much guaranteed to get into the Collar and Elbow. Inside, we've got the lovely and voluptuous Tori Wilson behind the bar. Next to her, Stacey Keebler. Because it's a little bit of alright. They are your bar wenches, if you will. And, I'll be sitting in my usual corner just taking it all in and enjoying it. We have a Tag Struggle corner. It's basically the VIP area. It's good. It's like old-timey feel. It's kind of like, you know, the old, like, it's like an elephant castle or the cock and plunker. Something like that, you know? It's got a bunch of wood, couple TVs for stuff, but just a place to go hang out, you know? That's what I would do. Every Saturday night, also musical performances by Vince McMahon.
Step up.
Exactly.
Yep. So, mine is being thought of on the spot. But
got it.
I want to take you down to the funnest place in the world.
In the world?
In the world.
In the world.
It's called the Bullet Club.
I like it.
Where, you know...
do people get shot?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, we got a great staff for you. Because the live entertainment of your beautiful couple of Cody Rhodes and Brandy are going to be at the bar serving you the American Nightmare wine.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
There is a Play with Fergal room where you can bring the kids, and if you want to just let them be for a bit, you can play Lego with Fergal Devitt.
The Prince Devitt Suites.
Yep.
I like it.
And then you can sit down with story time with Gallows and Anderson, where they will provide all impersonations, including Howard Finkel.
Softly, brother.
And then if you want to, play a little bit of games, well, the phenomenal AJ Styles just brought his Xbox One, and he can play all the video games with everyone else.
I would also throw in there that if you happen to want to get destroyed, the cleaner could also do that.
Well, you know what? I'm getting there.
Okay. I apologize.
But then, when you want to get a little bit... Let's just say if this isn't what you're there for and you want to do something else, well, upstairs, there is a super kick party, baby, hosted by the Young Bucks.
I like it.
And then, if it rains, because this Bullet Club has no glass ceiling.
I like it.
But if it rains, don't worry, because your favorite villain has many umbrellas for all. But
would he be working the door?
No.
No?
It's a general mission, buddy. Because you're Bullet Club for life.
For life.
Yeah. Also, by the way, this is connected right beside a Hot Topic where you can get all your cool memorabilia.
I like it.
And then, if and only if things do get messy, we do have a cleaner.
Fair enough.
I mean... So,
Now let me ask you, where does Hangman Adam Page fit into all this?
Well, I mean, I'm glad you brought it up, because there's a mechanical bull.
I like it.
But this mechanical bull isn't one that you just ride on. No, it's trying to get away. But you need someone to spin the rope and catch it. And that is where Hangman Adam Page can help you out.
May I make a suggestion for a doorman? Adam Cole, baby. Because he's on the outside, looking in.
He's unfortunately has a picture on the wall because he's one of the dead members.
So what you're saying is he is the face of the dartboards.
No, he's, let's just say he's in a different era.
Fair enough. I like it. I personally would visit all three of these locations.
Well, and the Bullet Club is obviously in California. There's one in Britain. And then there's also one in Ireland as well. And then, coming near here, a Bullet Club in New Japan.
I like it.
Because old Japan is just boring.
Is it like in the Roppongi area?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And then obviously there's like a hidden downtown bar where all the... Tamatanga is, all those
where
guys.
Where the gods go?
Yeah, we're not allowed to talk about there. You have to have elite status to be there.
Yeah. Elite status, and you get that from the underboss.
Mm.
Yeah, I like it. So, I like it. That's good.
Yeah.
You have a place like the Bullet Club where you can go partied up, and it's kind of, it sounds like the Rec Room. A little something for everybody, you know?
Yeah. Same.
And then you got little quiet pub in the Collar and Elbow.
Well, I mean, also impersonation with Gallows and Anderson, they are definitely drinking a lot of beers.
Oh, yes.
There's going to be plenty of beers going around.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know who's a bartender?
Who's?
The hot Asian wife.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Or April O'Neil.
Yeah, that'll work too.
Or Amber Gallows, sorry. That's who I meant to say. I don't know why I said April O'Neil.
Because you got turtles in the mind. It's turtle time, bud. So we got those two, and then we also got, if you want to go down, just straight up dance party and have a bunch of drinks at a different kind of club, you have the bar. So between the three of us, we have three different styles of locations.
I also have a place where you can bring the kids.
That's true. A little bit of something for the whole family.
And see, it's not only just like, you know, these are more for the minor kids. Like, you know, your 4 or 5 year olds or like, you know, the infants.
Yes.
Or like, you know, the ones, you know, you don't want necessarily have a... They're not teens. They're not, you know, up there yet. So, you know, they get to play Lego with Fergal.
Hell, I think I'd go up there. That'd be fun.
But then when you're a little bit older and you're like, you're too old for Lego, you can play games with AJ.
Yes.
So there you go. And then when you get, you know, legal riggedy, drinking age.
Riggedy wreck, son.
Of 18, because obviously.
Yeah, 18.
We all know that, you know, since the leader is Canadian, we operate under Canadian rules, 18 to drink.
Yeah, we don't acknowledge
Kenny that. Omega is from the Western Canada.
Winterpeg.
Where is 18. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, I think that was pretty successful. I enjoyed that.
Not bad for on the spot, by the way.
Not bad for on the spot. Did nothing. Also throwing it out there, I've had one picked for if we did a movie called The Wet Bandit. For no other reason than I just like the name.
What about The Sticky Bandit as a sequel?
It could be next door, yes. But I'd do the Wet Bandit and have it'd be a wet bar.
It'd
have a swim-up bar and everything inside. It'd be good.
And it's only a swim-up bar because we forgot to turn off the taps.
Exactly.
Yeah, I saw what you're doing there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think that might do it.
That's about it. Where can they catch you coming up?
Well, I'll be at my house, so fuck off. No.
Don't come to his house. He'll kill you.
Just kidding. This weekend, I'm in Lethbridge for Pure Power Wrestling. Going to be beating up on the Irishman this weekend.
Probably deserves it for what he's wearing.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we have a little bit of
unresolved issues.
Unresolved business.
Business.
So this Saturday, I believe at the Sickfritz Memorial Center. So yeah.
Right on.
In Lethbridge, Alberta. And then next week, the week after, it'll be CWC, baby. Where
you continue to reign supreme as the king?
Yeah, because I have a non-title match coming up.
Really?
Yeah.
They couldn't find anyone worthy, eh?
Not after I shaved Jack Pride bald and he had to go around changing his Twitter because he's so depressed now.
Oh, look at me. I'm Jack Pride. I have no hair, and now I don't know who I am. I have lost my identity.
I lost my smile.
Oh, this is just terrible. Oh, goodness me. I don't know why he became a British butler, but that sounds like what he'd be.
Because he wrestles like a tea and scrumpets?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
I prefer some beer and nuts. Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Especially the nuts.
Couple of jugs to go for my shells.
Yeah.
Now we can talk about it, April O'Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what about you?
Well, I don't have much coming up until November 4th, where we defend our Renegade Memorial Tag Team Champions of the world.
Yeah.
That's about all
I've got. And then
that and a lot of planning wedding stuff.
That's true.
Yes. Side note, Mrs. Benayak is, I think she's found a band for the night. The big old night.
The band.
She's found a band.
Bringing the band together.
We're getting the band back together. Yeah. It's interesting. I'm intrigued. I don't think I've ever, well, I know for a fact I've never been to a wedding, but I don't even think I've heard of a wedding, anyone I know that's had a band.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Look at me, trendsetting and shit.
Where's Trent?
Exactly. So?
But yeah.
Yeah.
So that does it for episode 45. Sounds a struggle.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Follow Big Show Nasty, a.k.a. Headline Sean Martins as well.
Why is he Big Show Nasty?
I don't know. I called him that once and I liked it, so it stuck.
Okay.
I don't think he likes it at all, but I keep calling him.
Big Show Nasty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Big Show Nasty.
That's kinda,
it's because his moves are so huge and sick.
And, you know, Nate Nixon is not nasty.
No.
At all.
He's pathetic. He wasn't even man enough
to get... He's a nerd!
He wasn't even man enough to get in the ring. It's like, oh, calling us all out, and that doesn't even get in the ring.
I beat him up.
Big bitch. Exactly. He's a big bitch.
I beat him up.
They damn near destroyed all the cartilage.
Actually, we beat him up at intermission, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. He damn near, like, that whole group damn near destroyed
the cartilage. I kicked his ass, and I was sitting on mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got tired.
But I'd say that crew damn near destroyed the cartilage in my knee. I still managed to beat his ass while lying on the mat. Pathetic.
Yeah.
Learn your role, kid.
It's true. Yeah. So, you know where we're going to be.
You know
You know where to find us.
You know where we are.
You know how to make us money.
Do all of that and more.
Yeah, because
we're Tag Struggle, which means we are real.
And we are
spectacular.
Later, bitches.
And when your heart's pounding out of your chest, you can feel the same shaking as you're running out of breath. If you're ready to rock, we'll just let it roll.